This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the importance of reciting the Holy Quran and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. In today's episode, we are talking about the importance of reciting the Holy Quran and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, we find that on the night of the 10th of Muharram, meaning the night prior to the 10th of Muharram, which is known as Tahsua, this night before the 10th of Muharram, we find that the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the family members of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and of course Imam Hussein alayhi salam himself, he spent a part of this night in the recital, in the recitation, in the contemplation of the Holy Quran. Now, it really shows you the importance of the recitation of the Holy Quran, and it shows you the importance that the Holy Quran plays in our life, and it should play, it must play in our lives. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't give the due value and the due importance to the Holy Quran in our lives. Unfortunately, may Allah forgive every single one of us. But the Holy Quran is a guide. It is this source of comfort and tranquility. It is this book, a divine book, of course, which speaks about, you know, stories from the past to give us guidance. It gives us stories about the future in order to give us guidance. It tells us about the lives of the various prophets. It tells us about the Day of Judgment and all of these different aspects. All in all, it is a book of guidance. It is a book to take us out of darkness and into the light. And so this is why we find that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he shows us the importance of reciting the Holy Quran, because the Holy Quran will guide us, it will protect us, it will bring us salvation both in this world and the hereafter. And in order to show this to us, we find that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, on the night before the 10th of Muharram, he spends a part of that night in the contemplation over the Holy Quran and in the recitation of the Holy Quran itself.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the recitation of the Holy Quran, its importance, its value, and of course, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And we had said in the previous segment, of course, here we find that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, on the night before the 10th of Muharram, you know, in which the companions and the family members and Imam Hussein alayhi salam knew that, you know, the next day they are most probably going to be martyred. And because of the overwhelming odds, right? I mean, you have, you know, a couple of 100 people, individuals, which include women and children, on the side of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You have perhaps a little over 70 soldiers, you know, in the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But on the other hand, you have well over 10,000 individuals who are battle-ready, who are battle-hardened, you know, warriors, killers, you know, if you will, on the other side. And so they knew that they were going to get martyred. And it's interesting is, despite knowing this, they still understood that when you have a very few time left on the earth, there are very special things that you should be doing. One of them was the recitation of the Holy Quran. Now, before we end the program, just merely reciting the Quran does have rewards. It does have spiritual effects. It does make an impact in our life and brings about a positive energy, if you will, this spirituality in our life. But contemplating over the Holy Quran, thinking about what the Quran is saying, thinking about what the Almighty Allah is saying, pondering, reflection over the Holy Quran is more important. It has more value, and it must be done along with the recitation of the Holy Quran if we are to live that truly pure Islamic lifestyle.
Again, he looked at the horizon, the stars were waiting for him.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Won't be life tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence filled the air.